Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And today we have a beautiful episode with my all-time favourite content, which is the Q&As. It is the email ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com. So you can either email in, you can put messages in the contact list below if you're on any of the social media platforms. So just put your messages in. If it's confidential, email it in and write confidential and we won't say your name, okay? But anyway, today is no exception and we're going to be talking about postnatal depression. Now, before you switch off and think that doesn't apply to me because I'm not in that category right now. Actually, postnatal depression, when I will explain it to you, will actually align itself to many forms of depression. So if you've ever felt that you've had low mood or sadness or postnatal depression, or you know somebody that's pregnant, please listen in because this episode is going to be for you. We are going to do a little bit of interaction with some of the feedback that we've had from you before. So lovely feedback from Mel, because Mel was another one of the questions where we answered in a recent episode. And she just said that, "I've just listened to Katie replied to my message, which was about the double mastectomy. And she said, please thank her for me." Well, thank you. And I now know what to do and how to do it. And you're very grateful for the time. Thanks to everyone, says Mel. Mel, I'm so happy that that content was so useful for you. And just to say, anyone who is recovering from surgery, which is many people, we do have a brilliant free fact sheet now on the website all about how to recover from surgery alongside what you're doing with your consultant. Then we have got another lovely comment from Farzana, who says, "I just tried your lung channel acupuncture points and I can feel myself doing deep and longer breathing. Amazing results instantly." That, Farzana, is what we try and deliver. Everything that I teach you is very much along the lines of what happens when you brush your teeth, which is when you brush your teeth, you get an instant result. You get an instant feel-good factor benefit, and then you get all of the health benefits, and then you get long-term benefits too. That's exactly what we talk about here in Own Your Health. So I'm so happy. So according to the NHS, around 1 in 10 new mothers suffer from postnatal depression. As many as 8 in 10 women suffer from baby blues, and yet no one actually really talks about it. My own mother had very, very bad postnatal depression with my sister. And I remember my mother sadly died when she was 63, which is about 14 years ago now. But I remember all the way through her life, she was always referring to her postnatal depression. And she went to her doctors in those days and her doctor literally told her to pull herself together. That's what she was told. Now, I know that GPs don't say that anymore. For example, we've got Dr. Gemma Newman coming on the show soon. And I know for a fact that that's not what they say now. That was in the 1960s. But that affected my mother for the rest of her life. It actually is one of the reasons there's such a big age gap between me and my sister, because there's 4.5 years between us, because she didn't want another baby, because it was that bad. And it isn't really talked about. And if it is talked about, the solutions, which I know from Chinese medicine, which are so powerful and so simple, they're not really talked about. So that's what we're going to talk about today, because it's an anonymous question. "Katie, something I suffered quite badly with during my pregnancy with my daughter was postnatal depression. This was many years ago, way before anyone even really acknowledged mental health. The reason I bring this up is because my lovely daughter is now 2 months away from having a baby of her own, and I know she's at risk of suffering the way that I did. So I'm hoping you might have some advice on how I might be able to support her. Absolutely loving the podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time to read and answer this question." Well, no problem, because it's a really beautiful topic to talk about, because I can help you. And it does relate to anybody suffering with low mood, okay, which is so many people, or gloominess or winter blues or any of these things. So it all applies. So what's Chinese medicine got to say about this? Well, the thing that we need to understand when it comes to postnatal depression is that when we give birth, often we lose a lot of blood. That's fairly standard. Now, in Chinese medicine, your emotional body is called the Shen, and the Shen is housed in the blood, and it's ultimately controlled by the fire element or the heart. Now, remember in Chinese medicine that we have far more responsibilities to the organs than what we understand in the West, or what we attribute in the West. In the West, we know that the heart is responsible for the blood supply and for moving things around the body and the circulation and its pumping, and we know it's responsible for love. It's indeed the only organ that we regularly attribute to an emotion. The other organs have been stripped of their emotional responsibilities. But the heart, we know is responsible for love. We talk about that on Valentine's Day. We give hearts and flowers, and you know, it's kind of commonly acknowledged. But it's responsible for the Shen, which is your emotional body. So what happens is when we give birth and we lose a lot of blood, then what happens is you need to imagine your body. She says, looking for a prop. Look at this bottle, right? So you need to imagine that this bottle is full of water, and when you've given birth, about a quarter of the water has come out, possibly even more. That is what then creates what we call a vacuity, and therefore you have less blood flow for the Shen to move around the body, which means there's not enough. You need more liquid in this bottle in order for it to flow smoothly around the body. And then what happens is, because there's a loss, therefore the Shen is unsupported. And then what happens is it's very, very difficult for us to feel a state of joy, because there's the body will then sort of dampen things down in order to protect what supply is left. When there's a limitation of resource, it's a little bit like the government in lockdown, or an accountant on a spreadsheet, or a family budget. You know, if you've got to make cutbacks because, I don't know, interest rates have gone up, and you look at your household expenses and you go, right, we've got to save £200 a month. What are we going to do? And you go, right, no takeouts. We don't go out. We don't go to the local pub. We will have to cut back subscriptions. We can't afford this. And you cut, cut, cut. Well, the body does the same. So that state of sort of joy, okay, is no longer there because it's too depleting on the body. Now, also what happens is the liver, as a secondary organ, is responsible for the smooth flow of energy or qi and blood around the body. But the liver is also very much an organ responsible for depression and sadness, because the liver is very much about growing upwards to the light and everything sort of flowing in a really brilliant way. And if that is not able to happen, then the energy starts to go downwards. And so that the body sort of starts to do this in order to preserve and conserve resource. And that's really what postnatal depression is. Now, that's its origin. Now, then it gets more complicated. There's a little bit more, because another thing in Chinese medicine is that often when we have babies, we breastfeed. Now, not everybody does. And that's not the conversation about whether we do or don't. That's not what we're talking about. But if one does, then we say in Chinese medicine that one drop of breast milk is equivalent to 40 drops of blood. Right. So suddenly we've got like Jenga going on here. So already the birth rate or the birth experience has created loss of blood. So take out a whole load of tiles, right, or little cubes. And then what happens? Then we start, not everyone, but the people that do start breastfeeding, you're further depleting the blood supply. OK, so then what happens is you got some more bricks go out of the Jenga. So now we're getting quite wobbly. Now, every time we're breastfeeding the baby, the blood supply is kind of draining down further. Then whatever happens, whether you're breastfeeding or not, we don't sleep. We get sleep deprivation because we have to feed the baby in the night, and often babies cry. I mean, I've now thinking back about I had twins. So I had one baby, then I had twins. So the level of sleep deprivation on both cases was just astronomical. And I don't do well on lack of sleep, and nor does anybody. So what does that do? That further depletes resource, because you're using the energy of the body to keep yourself awake when you should be replenishing. Sleep is when the body restores itself. Sleep is when blood goes into the organs to get stored, to kind of heal the body and to repair the body. But we're not sleeping. I'd like to talk to you about our two wonderful sponsors, because we don't take on anybody, you know, we're very picky here. So the first sponsor is The Naked Pharmacy. Now, the reason we love working with them so much is because on this podcast, we cover a wide range of health advice. I mean, from any given week, I'm going to be talking to you for anything from shingles to sinusitis to eating chia seed rye bread in order to get good bowel movements in autumn, to decluttering, to a myriad of different things. And you need a partner that can kind of run with you at the same time. And The Naked Pharmacy is just that, because they have supplements for everything, which means whatever topic we're talking about, you can pop over to The Naked Pharmacy and they will have supplements to support this information. Now, not only that, they are very content rich. They have an actual pharmacy, which is what's so great. So just as we as a brand here on Own Your Health are very keen to answer all your questions and to keep the dialogue going with you, to offer the advice as much as just products themselves, The Naked Pharmacy are the same. So they have the products to match the content, but they also also have the expertise as well. Now, they cover anything from stress to sleep to mood to energy to gut health to weight management and pretty much everything else besides. So they're also going to give you the support as well. And they're offering us a 20% discount. If you use KT20 at checkout, which is at thenakedpharmacy.com, and you pop in KT20 at checkout, you will get a 20% discount. So I want to bring your attention to another brilliant brand, which I've been orbiting around over the past few months, and I really like it. It's called Equi, which is short for equilibrium. Now, you can pop over to their website, which is equilondon.com, and it is a brilliant brand of supplements. I've been taking the powders, which I absolutely love. They are absolutely full of nutrients. You've got multivitamins, prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, superfoods, adaptogens, we've got ashwagandha, and then we've even got mushrooms from traditional Chinese medicine as well. So it's just ram-packed. But because it's so packed full of the good stuff, they've taken out all of the bad stuff. So we don't have chemicals, we don't have fillers, we don't have binders, all of that's been taken out. So it's just pure nutrition. Now, I take a couple of teaspoons after a meal, either breakfast or dinner, and I just mix it in a little bit of plant-based milk. You can do it in water, but I drink it like a little shot, because you only need sort of two rounded teaspoons, and that will do the job. And the thing that I like about it is that they've just taken a holistic approach. So it's not a supplement for this and a supplement for that, because personally I find what I end up doing or did in the past was I'd end up with a shelf full of supplements, and then I'd just get a bit fed up with it because I'd end up on sort of 12 different things, and then I couldn't really remember what was doing what. Whereas with this, it's one jar doing one thing, and it's working with everything. So it's working with my hormones, it's working with my digestion, it's working with my immunity, energy, focus, skin, mood. So everything just kind of gets wrapped up into one. Now, I like that because that's kind of fuss-free supplementation. So that's why I'm really excited to explain that brand to you. So that's equilondon.com. Go and have a look at their website. Personally, I like the powder format. That's always my way. I like a little shot of milk. Don't put it in hot drinks. I like it just room temperature milk or a little bit of room temperature water. Get it down the hatch and you're sorted. So those are the main reasons as what is creating the kind of environmental crisis on your body, which ultimately results in many different symptoms. Okay, one of them we call nappy brain. Many people complain of nappy brain. Now, what's that? Well, that's actually because this deprivation and this limitation of resources, it means that the energy isn't flowing smoothly around the body and it's not flourishing. Okay, there is energy flowing around the body, there is blood flowing around the body, but the body just can't cope. It's not got enough. Okay, that little bottle isn't full. Okay, and therefore what happens is the extremities start to be compromised, because what the body will do is, like a government in lockdown or like a family budget, what do? They had to keep the NHS going. Everything else was irrelevant. Get the NHS. In a family budget, you've got to, I don't know, pay the mortgage, pay the heating bills, you know, pay the TV license. You've got to pay the absolute things. The absolute necessities have to be met. The body's the same. Now, as far as the body's concerned, this will always go back to my three things you need to know when it comes to owning your health. One, circulation has to move smoothly. Well, I've just explained it's not. Two, the purging and nourishing of the body needs to happen effectively. Well, if you've got not enough circulation moving freely and the organs are tired, that won't happen either. And last, but by no means absolutely least, the five key organs need to be balanced and they need to be strong. Now, I've just explained to you that those organs are being depleted by lack of sleep, by lack of resource, okay, and by exhaustion generally. So what then happens is everything starts to just get compromised. And then what happens is the body will go, right, we need to use the resource that we've got to keep this body alive. So we've got to put the resources here into the torso. So then what happens is nappy brain, because the memory starts to get affected, because the blood and the energy isn't flushing all the way up through the whole of the body, because the head is quite far away. So it just draws everything inwards so that you can cope and function. Now, low mood, which is what we would describe as postnatal depression, is basically the body coping. The body is just coping with the fact that there's not enough resource, and therefore it needs to dampen your mood down to keep you from doing too much. Because when you feel depressed, what are the symptoms of that? Well, you don't want to go out. You feel low. You feel that you want to be still. You feel that you want to be quiet. You feel that you just want to just shrink everything down. Okay. And therefore, the body is going to start to kind of compromise on your sense of joy, which is kind of what your thought, what you think you should be feeling when you've got a brand new baby, which is, you know, for many people, what they wanted. Now, there was one other thing I wanted to say, which I'd forgotten, and now I'm going to add it in, which was in traditional medicine, we have, when we have a baby, what's called the golden month. Now, this sounds amazing. So what used to happen was you'd have your baby and you would be given a month where you were allowed to recover from birth. Right. Now, any woman listening to this right now who's had a baby is just going to sit there and go, are you joking? Now, even back to my mother in the 1960s, she was kept, all women, more or less, not all of them, but almost all of them, as far as I understand, would stay in the maternity ward for up to 2 weeks, sometimes longer, where they would basically be looked after in the hospital, and then they would be discharged from the hospital a couple of weeks later. Now, because of, now, no disrespect to the NHS system, but because of just, you know, modernisation and cuts and, that doesn't happen anymore. So what happens to the modern women is we're out, like often the same day. It's like you're into the hospital to give birth and then you go home. You just have to be discharged. So that what happens is this golden month, which is what's supposed to happen, is all the local women come and look after you, the mother. So all you have to do is recover from birth and in those days, you know, breastfeed your child, or they in those days they'd have brought in a wet nurse if that wasn't possible. So what happens now is that doesn't happen. We just get discharged from hospital. We get sent home. If you've already got another baby, or child, you've got to deal with that as well, most likely. Often families don't live near each other, so relatives are not necessarily able to step in and help. Certainly we don't live in a sort of everyone in the village comes around and brings you soup and looks after you. And then there was self-care techniques that you would be given, e.g. you didn't wash for a month, because the understanding is that all of the channels of the body are wide open because you've just given birth. And anyone that's given birth knows what it feels like. Your body is like this open vessel discharging this huge great thing, you know, out of a relatively small orifice. And it's pretty hard work, which is why it's called labour. OK, and what needs to happen is you need to recover, but we don't. So that was the last bit, which I should have added in earlier. So apologies for that. But the net result of all of this is that the resources of the body are vastly compromised. And therefore, the body's response to this is to shut everything down. And that's why it happens. So what do we do? Well, the first thing is, I always say 50% of the solution is understanding the problem. OK, well, we now understand the problem. We can see that there's a whole load of things that should be happening that don't happen. So what do we need to do? Well, we just need to basically look at the simple solutions and then address them one by one. So the first is we need to restore qi and blood. That's what we need to do. If you've got more qi and blood circulating, if I fill this bottle with qi and blood, you're immediately going to start feeling better. What else do we need to do? We need to now ensure that the recovery process is taken seriously. OK, it's part of the equalisation of the female that we had to act into the man's world in order to rectify the gender inequality that was going on all the way up until, you know, pretty much it's still going on now. And the problem is we're not then allowed to just honour the female processes that need to take place. We need to rest. We need to make provision. If you've got anyone that can help you, you need to draw on that resource. We need to not have, the other thing I noticed from giving birth is that every single person you know comes round to visit. Everyone used to come around because they want to see the new baby as soon as possible when you're absolutely exhausted and you need to sleep. So one of the things is just don't let anyone come around unless they're going to look after you. They're not allowed. They'll have to just wait. They can send them a photo. OK, but if they're not going to look after you, they can't come. That's the first thing. The second thing is go to bed and smell. Just don't have a massive shower. And absolutely, if you can't bear that, I think, Katie, that's absolutely disgusting. I'm not doing that. Then just do a flannel wash and make sure you dry yourself quickly and do not wash your hair. OK, just don't wash your hair. At the very, very least, just put a turban on your head and just go with it. OK, and please leave it as long as you possibly can. Technically, you should leave it for a full lunar month. If you can't cope with that, as long as you possibly can, because it gets cold and damp into the channels. It makes everything worse. You need to sleep. You need to rest. You need to take pressure off yourself if the breastfeeding is getting too much. Just don't worry about that. OK, just like take the pressure off. And then we need to eat blood nourishing foods. Now, there's a whole fact sheet on my website about blood nourishing foods, okay, but just in summary, it's things like bone broth, Okay, that is the easiest way. If you're vegetarian, Floridex, and even if you're not, Floridex is a really easy way to get nutrition into the body. If you're breastfeeding, you need to be careful about the blood nourishing foods. That's why I've got a fact sheet, so that the fact sheet is there to kind of contraindicate, because with when you're breastfeeding, there are certain foods that you should avoid. There's a brilliant book, which I absolutely love. I read that before I was pregnant. It's the best thing I did. It was by Dr. Gauri Motha. She's amazing. And she wrote a book called The Gentle Birth Method. She then wrote another book called The Gentle First Year. So any expectant mothers, or if you're sending gifts, I really recommend you send both of those books to them, because it was so helpful in terms of foods to eat, foods not to eat. Things like soft oats, soft cooked, slow cooked foods. These are useful things to be eating as well, because they are very easy to cook. Slow cookers are one of the best kitchen devices, in my opinion, after the kettle. In French kitchens, in my experience, when I lived in France, every French woman I met had a slow cooker in her kitchen. And every English woman or British woman I've ever met has got a kettle. OK, and they look at us and go, what, you don't have a slow cooker? And I looked at them and go, what, you don't have a kettle? You know, and we need to have slow cookers. They're cheap, OK, and they're brilliant. And you just chuck everything in with some nice broth. And it can be vegetarian, but it can be meat-based, it can be fish-based, but basically broth, seaweeds, kidney-nourishing foods, anything that nourishes blood. If you're just on your phone right now, just type in blood-nourishing foods, Chinese medicine, and a whole load of things are going to come up, OK? All of that is really, really important. We then have something in Chinese medicine called congee, okay, which is slow cooked rice with lovely kind of jujube dates and goji berries and all sorts of kind of savory things chucked in. That's what we eat when we're convalescing, because it's very, very easy for the digestive system to assimilate and draw that in. But actually, despite the fact that what you eat is vitally important, not just for you, but also for your baby, if you're feeding, is then we have to think about what is the greatest energy income into the body, which also nourishes your blood. And the answer is it's not food and it's not supplements. It's breath. Breath is singularly the most important income into your body more than anything else, and it's free. So the first thing to say is make sure you've got good quality air in the space that you are, because you're likely to be indoors. So you need to make sure that you've either got lots of lovely houseplants, or if you live in the countryside, that your windows are open. If you live in a city and it's polluted, then I highly recommend you get a Briv, okay, which is one of my favorite products. It's this most amazing little machine which dispenses air quality, which is equivalent to 3,000 plants in the room. And it's also got this brilliant filter in it, which takes out all of the nasties out of the room. So that is a very, very good idea as well, especially when you have a newborn baby and potentially lots of people coming in and out, bringing in airborne diseases and everything else. So it's really important to have good air quality. Once you've got that, then you need to take good quality breaths. And one of the easiest things that you can do for postnatal depression is breathe. Okay, now then what? Well, then we want to tap. Okay, then we want to tap over the body. Now, you're likely to be in bed if you're recovering. So in an ideal world, you just take your fingertips, because the body's likely to feel quite sensitive. And you just want to tap all over the body. So you're going to tap over the chest, breathing really slowly, tap down the inside of the arms, linger on the soft joints, okay? Linger on the inside of the elbow, tap down the forearm, linger on the wrist, tap over the fingertips, tap all the way down the outside of the body, tap all the way down to the navel. Repeat on the other side. And I'm just tapping. Now, what does this do? Tapping invigorates circulation, which is important, but also what it does, which is why it's so important, especially you can just do the arms because they're accessible, is it draws the stem cells up. It takes them out of the bone marrow and it stimulates them to get them ready. And whilst you're breathing deeply, imagine that you're literally breathing this rich, oxygenated, energy-rich breath deep into the marrow of the bones, getting those stem cells ready and strong, ready to come in, ready to replenish blood. Okay, ready to replenish energy. And then suddenly you're starting to drop by drop. We call it grain of sand therapy. It's like you're putting little droplets back into that little bottle that I was showing you, so that you're slowly but surely just kind of getting the blood supply and the energy supply strong again. Okay, the other thing that I would do is absolutely have a look at my free fact sheets, okay? Because also the spleen is another really important organ in Chinese medicine, and it's absolutely responsible for the production of energy and blood, okay? And the spleen will often take an absolute bashing during pregnancy, because often we're throwing up all the time and we're not eating properly and we've got all sorts of things going wrong. And then the whole pushing of the birthing process has a massive effect on the digestive system and everything going back into place. So just rubbing the sides of the body like this, okay, with your, so I'm using the flats of my hands on my waist, okay, so my navel is the access point, so come to the sides where the waist is and just go in circular motions, and then take your hands rubbing around the digestive system in a clockwise direction, really gently, like gentle to just get the spleen invigorated. You can also use soft body brushing. So on our Hey You website, we have a soft body brush. We have a hard one and a wet one, but a soft one. The spleen loves body brushing. It loves it. It's just like pampering the body. The spleen just goes, oh my God, that's so nice. Okay, so just body brushing the body when you can is a really, really good way of getting the spleen nice and strong. And when you're feeling a bit better, then practicing Qigong or yoga will be a fantastic thing for getting the blood and the energy of the body rectified, okay? And finally, I want to teach you a really simple exercise, which I learned from a brilliant guy that I've met, who I think is amazing. I want to talk about him. He's called Peter Gilmore, and he is a very well-known hypnotist. I mean, he's been at it for many, many years. He's an amazing, amazing guy, and I've done loads of work with him. And hang on one sec. Sorry, just having some tea for my throat. And I went to see him. Well, I didn't see him actually, I saw him on Zoom. And he taught me this brilliant exercise, which I'd like to teach you on the basis that I'm crediting him. And I recommend if anybody wants to go deeper into their health journey to have a session with him. I cannot rave about him enough. I think he's absolutely brilliant. And he taught me this really, really brilliant exercise for improving the mood. And it really, really works. So I'm just going to get it out because it's on my phone. Right. So he calls it, and he's created this exercise, this is his, okay, and he calls it happy tapping. Now, this is recommended to do at least twice a day, okay? So what you do is you take the karate point of your hand. If anyone's just listening, that is, go to your little finger, it's the outside edge of your hand, as if you were just like doing a Miss Piggy, hi-ya, like that, on a load of tiles, okay? That's the karate point. So what you do is you take your left hand, that's the hand you're going to tap. Okay, now you take your right hand and you start tapping the karate point. So as you tap, you say, I want to be happy. I can be happy. I will be happy. I am happy. I'm okay. Now, then you tap under your nose on what's called the philtrum, just under the nose, 20 times, okay? And then you tap under your bottom lip 20 times. And then you go to the other hand. So now my right hand is the karate hand. And I'm going to tap that with my left hand. And then what I'm going to say is, I want to be even happier. I can be even happier. I will be even happier. I am even happier. I'm okay. I'm more than okay. End of exercise. It's amazing. It's literally amazing. I actually had to stop doing it. It was so good that I found myself slightly overcooking and I became like a bit crazy, and people started to wonder whether I was on something. So I had to kind of calm it down. And it's such a brilliant exercise. Peter is so amazing that he said you can also use it for anything. So I'm doing it for happiness because we're talking about postnatal depression, but you can do it if you want to be inspired or I was about to say sexy. Why did I say that? Sorry, successful. Actually, it probably would count for sexy. I am sexy. I am even sexier. It probably does work. But anyway, you can use it for success. You can use it for money. You can use it for inspiration. You can use it for power. If you're feeling, many people I know feel very controlled and very sort of despondent in life. So if you want to feel like you've got strength and power, you can use it for that as well. So it's one of his many, many brilliant exercises that I've actually learned from him. So thank you, Peter, for that, because it's my honour to be able to share that with people. And please, guys, he's written loads of books. So he's a really useful person to kind of go and have a look at his content, because it's fab. And actually, we need to get him on the podcast and talk more about hypnosis, because one of the things that my brand is all about, Own Your Health, the clue's in the name, is that my job as a teacher is to teach you to do it for yourself. Own your health, not Katie's going to do it for you. It's no, Katie's going to show you how to do it for yourself. And my brand, Hey You, the clue's in the name. The name is Hey You do it, okay? Because I kind of act like kind of Colgate. It's like, well, I'm here to help you, but you know, you need to do the action. So thank you so much for joining. Do please rate and review us on Apple and Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Do share with your friends and family, because it helps get this information out there, which is what we want to do. If you have any comments or questions, we will be reading your messages on the podcast. So do please put them in. If you'd like them to be confidential, just send them in, as I said earlier, I got there in the end, to ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com. write confidential if you would like it to be anonymous or not even answered on air, and we can answer you straight away. So thank you so much for joining, and I look forward to seeing you next time.